the Ford Show. Ford Motor Company of Australia presents
guest star Jack Davey with Terry King, Darrell Stewart, Johnny O'Connor, the Consoleurs, the Ford Show Orchestra led by Bob Gibson, and your master of ceremonies, Guy Dolman.
It's a big night on the Ford Show tonight. Later, we will be announcing the winners of the £500 Ford Award 1955-56 series. And now, here's the big question for the romantic-minded contestants in the game of love. Asked by Johnny O'Connor and the Consoleurs, aren't you glad for you?
Every time you're near a rose, aren't you glad you've got a nose? And if the dawn is fresh with dew, aren't you glad you're you? When a meadowlark appears, aren't you glad you've got two ears? And if your heart is singing too, aren't you glad you're you? You can see a summer sky, or touch a friendly hand, or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you've got the whole day through, aren't you glad you're you?
Every time you see a rose, aren't you glad you've got a nose? And if the dawn is fresh with you, aren't you glad you're you? When a meadowlark appears, aren't you glad you've got two ears? When your heart is singing too, aren't you glad you're you?
You can see a summer sky, or touch a friendly hand, or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you've got the whole day through, aren't you glad you're you?
Aren't you glad you're you?
Aren't you glad you're you?
And now, here is a special message from Mr. C.A. Smith, Managing Director of Ford Motor Company of Australia.
Good evening to our friends at the Ford Show throughout Australia and to members of our armed forces abroad. Tonight marks the grand final of the Ford Award for 55-56 and the second successive year in which Ford Australia has sponsored this popular songwriting competition. As you know, £500 will be divided this evening between the three composers whose songs have been placed first, second, and third by a panel of independent judges. Once again, our panel consists of Mr. R. Wills, Record Sales Manager, EMI, Australia Proprietary Limited, Mr. B. Irons, Professional Manager, Chapel and Company Limited, and Mr. C. Vaughan Smith, Manager, Southern Music Publishing Company Proprietary Limited. I'd like to thank our adjudicators who have carried out a responsible task with such enthusiasm and care. Each week during the past 7 months, they have selected the one song from the big flow of entries which, in their opinion, was most worthy of inclusion in the three preliminary heats. We have presented to you, our audience, 24 original and unpublished works by Australian composers from which the judges have selected three heat winners. These will be published in record and sheet music form. Mr. Bob Gibson, the Ford Show Orchestra, and our vocalists have interpreted these songs in a way which I'm sure you'll agree measures up to exacting world standards. I can say with pride that our Ford Award competition and the Ford Show have proved beyond doubt that Australian composers can hold their own with their overseas counterparts. Mr. Jack Davey, so well known to all Australia, was our guest star in last year's Ford Award final. We are following the same happy precedent this year, and in a moment, this famous radio personality will interview the award winners and hand over their well-earned prizes. Now, in conclusion, I want to thank all entrants to the Ford Awards competition and commend the quality of their work. I am sure, too, that the vast audience of the Ford Show Network listening tonight, as well as those in the studio, will join me in extending our sincere and heartiest congratulations to the winners.
Thank you,
Mr. C.A. Smith.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to present the prizes in the Ford Award 1955-56 series, here is tonight's guest of Ford, Mr. Radio himself, Jack Davey.
Hi-ho, everybody. I think that's about all I can always say, but in a show like this, I should say more. So I will. I'll say, well, first of all, I'm very honored. Very honored indeed. I was selected last year to do this, and again tonight. It was great fun. The only thing that took the fun out of it last year was Melvin floored us so badly. We didn't have one song from Sydney, except I think I have a yen for Gwen, and it was lucky she walked into my office that afternoon. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had that. But tonight, I'm a little happier. I'm happy for a start because I think this is a great move on behalf of the Ford Company to look for the musical talent that is not really hidden in this country. It's on the surface. It just needs a little scratching up. And the Ford Company have done a colossal job in bringing it to the fore. Now, I'm not serious like this as a rule, but this is a serious show, and this is a serious thing. We're a small country, and we've gone a long way musically. We'll go a long way further with help such as we get from the Ford Company. I present first the third award, which is £50. And this is for a song titled I'm Alone, written by a gentleman who comes from Coolabah in New South Wales. May I present Mr. Terence McCafferty. Hello, Mr. McCafferty.
Good evening, Jack.
Coolabah. Is that a place or a tree?
Well, it's a little bit of both. Jack, Coolabah is a tree, and I wouldn't swear to it, but I think they named the town after the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Although you go a long way to find a Coolabah tree in Coolabah.
I suppose you would. And just how far is it from here?
Well, roughly it's about 480 odd miles.
I dare say most of that would be roughly, too.
And very roughly.
Well, let's get a bit of your early history. Not too early, but what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a station groom at the present time.
A station groom?
Station groom.
This has possibilities.
I'm glad you think so.
Well, I don't know much about it, but I'm a man who has a program that calls for a lot of good grooming, and I presume it'd be something up my alley. What does this entail?
Well, milking cows for one thing. chopping wood for another.
I'm glad I mentioned entail. Then it's a sort of a general station hand.
General station hand job, yes. Yeah.
Then you've got music in your soul, perhaps. You like to write it. Have you had any musical ability before? Do you play piano?
Very little. I can get a tune out on a piano, but I'm the only one that can seem to understand it.
And I suppose with milky fingers, it's a little difficult anyway.
The keys stick a little bit, yeah.
They certainly do. But still, you get the cream of tunes that way at times. Did you write this song with a purpose? It's called I'm Alone. That sounds like a song from a man in the way out back.
Well, I wasn't way out back at the time, Jack, but I was very much alone at the time. I was going steady with a girl, and she thought I had too many plans and dreams sort of thing. I had my head up on clouds too far, see?
Mm-hmm.
So she broke it off. She went down to Melbourne. I stayed in Sydney. And I was very unhappy in my room one night, and these words started going around my head, and I got a bit of a tune for it, and worked on it for a bit, and out came the song. If Cole Porter gets it as easy as all that, I'm very pleased for his sake.
Yes. Well, give him the same girl, the same clouds, and the same inspiration, and who knows, he might get it just as easy. But it seems to come pretty easy to you. Have you written anything since?
Yes, quite a few, Jack.
It's become a bug now.
Yes, but I like to mention one thing. The girl that left me and inspired the song has since become my wife, and we've got three lovely children.
There must be a gag here somewhere.
I'm trying to think of it.
Well, anyway, let's not talk anymore. We're very pleased to have you here, Terence. You look a talented young man. You speak in a talented fashion. I think you're a pretty smart boy all around. You won't be grooming on any station for too long. What are you doing right now?
Grooming on a station.
Well, I can only say that it must be a much bigger station than the one you started on. Well, you heard your tune on the air, so you sit back and relax, as everybody else will, while we hear I'm Alone, written by Terence McCafferty, which took the third award of £50 in the Ford Award, and it's now sung for you by Johnny O'Connor.
Beside me, I'm alone. There's no one here to guide me. Every little plan and scheme I built around you, every little dream is shattered now that we're through. And I'm alone, so what is there to live for? I'm so blue, this world and all I'd give for just the chance to find romance again in your arms. For your child.
Thank you. Thank you, Johnny O'Connor. And now to the second award, £100. This for a song called A Last Goodbye, written by a little lady from Rockdale, New South Wales. May I present Miss Patricia Williams? Good evening, Miss Williams.
Good evening, Mr. Davy.
Nice to have you here.
Pleased to be here.
I'll bet you are, and mighty proud, too. Well, I heard this song, and I think it's lovely.
Thank you very much.
I thought they were all nice. It was very hard to choose. How do you write them? Do you get the title first, and then get a tune around it, and then the words?
Well, generally, I hear somebody say something, just a little phrase, you know.
You should live in an
and I... They mightn't play theirs on the air.
No, they certainly wouldn't. And what do you do to earn a living?
Oh, I work in the GPO.
You're the one that comes in and says 9 minutes. Are you extending?
No. I'm the one who works out how much we're going to charge you. One of the ones.
I see, that's good. Yeah. How did you write this? What was the inspiration?
Well, I don't know. I must have been feeling pretty low because it's a sad song, but I really can't remember.
Oh, you don't have to be ill to write these songs. I mean, had you written Trunkline Rhapsody or something like that?
No, I wasn't working there at the time. I was nursing at the time. I think that's a depressing sort of occupation.
You were nursing?
Yes.
Where did this happen? You took to nursing as a...
Well, I did, but it only lasted 2 months. And then I realised that I was a patient, as a matter of fact, in the hospital. Appendix burst and I was in the bed. And I thought I couldn't face the hospital again, so I didn't...
What a wonderful phrase for a song, really.
What's that?
Oh, almost anything. When your appendix bursts, there must be some inspiration there somewhere.
But who wants to hear about it? That's the point.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Some of the songs that are getting on the hit parades these days would give you an awful start.
Well, I might try that then.
Yes, certainly.
Go home and put pen to paper.
I got you under my skin or something. Could have been a way out. Well, never mind. We won't talk any more about it. It's been nice to meet you, and it's nice to see people that write songs. Wonder where they get them from. I think last year we had a girl that started hers diving off a high tower in Canada.
How could she write it diving off a high tower in Canada?
She had one of those pencils that write underwater, I think. But anyway, we won't worry anymore. You've heard your song, but now you're going to hear it, I think, in the best possible manner. So here is the second award, £100 song, A Last Goodbye, sung by Darryl Stewart.
Tumbling to the ground, their leafy whispers sound and swell into a sigh. And as the veil of night appears to hide my bitter tears, I say a last goodbye. The wind is moaning through the night, the stars are showing white against a sapphire sky. And as the lovely moonlight seems to mock my broken dreams, I say a last goodbye. The trees understand and raise their arms in sympathy. The stars feel my sadness and silently they weep for me. And now the moon is turning gold, the flame of love is cold. I watch it slowly die, and sleep is offering its caress to ease my loneliness. I say a last
goodbye. Thank you, Darryl Stewart. And so we come to the top award, the first prize. The big money. £350. And this has been won by a gentleman from Elizabeth Bay, New South Wales, Mr. Bradley Ryrie. Well, Bradley, and I can call you Bradley because this is like welcoming an old friend.
Long time since I see.
Well, we hobnobbed together in the old days for quite a while, fiddling around with music one way and another.
Long time ago.
A long time ago. I don't think I'll tell anybody how long.
No. Don't do that.
No, they were in the good old days when no matter how good a song was, the only person to plug it was yourself and you got nowhere. Remember how we used to stand outside the publisher's doors?
On our knees half the time.
Well, I think that's because you were shorter than I was. But still, it's a long story. I hear you've written quite a lot of music since then. How did this one come about?
Well, there's no gimmick to it, no funny business. This was just a song I was fiddling with, and it turned out fairly well, so I worked on it.
It's a nice title, and it's a nice song. Well, you've heard it a lot of times. It'll be a bit of a surprise for you to hear it tonight, because I think it's all dressed up very pretty.
Yes, I've heard myself play it a lot of times, but I haven't heard anybody else play it yet.
Ah, well, that's something we've been spared if you play like you used to.
Oh, Jack, that's not...
Many a good song you ruined for me, but still, that's the way it was. Never mind, Bradley, we're still friends, and that's the main thing.
You bet.
And as long as you turn them out like this, we'll always be friends.
Thank you, Jack.
Here comes Bradley Riley's first prize-winning song that took out £350. How Can I Know? Sung by Terry King.
Does someone love me? How can I know? Unless there is someone to tell me so. Tell if there is one for me only, someone who too is feeling sad and lonely. I know the reason why skies are blue, that making love is nothing new. But if the only one who knows won't tell me, how can I know if it's you?
So, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard the three prize-winning songs in the Ford Award for 1956. To the microphone again, please, Mr. Terence McCafferty. Since talking to you about that grooming, I've been a little hoarse. I don't know, this has come about and it's trouble, but I'd like you to accept this check from the Ford Company for £50 and their congratulations, as well as the congratulations of everybody for a very fine effort. And we hope that you go from here and go on riding them bigger and better and more often.
Good. Thanks very much, Jack.
Thank you, Mr. McCafferty. Miss Patricia Williams, yes. In between trunk line calls, you'll probably get time to think of another number or two. And who knows, we may see your name on the hit parade yet on many and many a disc. £100 in an envelope for you from the Ford Company. And also, we'd like you to accept this very nice bouquet of flowers from the Ford Company. Perhaps to make you look even a little prettier than you looked when you first came on. Thank you so much.
I've grown up since then.
You've grown up. Mr. Bradley Riley, no flowers.
No.
No nothing.
No nothing.
But £350 in cold hard cash, and I think that should keep you pretty happy.
Well, thank you very much, Jack.
It's not the money. I think it's the honor of having the top tune when, you must realize, the others, not only these two, but many of the others were very, very good.
Oh, I know that.
It's quite an honor to have taken it out.
I don't have to go through yes, no to keep this, do I?
No, but it's an idea.
Sorry I mentioned it.
Thank you, Bradley Riley, for a splendid effort.
Thank you, Jack.
There comes a time in every man's life when he gets a little stuck for words, and what happens then? He sings. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. Whether you like it or not, you're stuck with me, because I, too, write music. In fact, I would be one of the maddest music writers in the world. Some are good. I've even written them with English words. I had a wonderful idea for a title. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love everybody because you don't know everybody. Found it a little hard to get music for that, so I skipped it. And for tonight, I wrote a special little number, which is not the jingly little type of tune that I often write, but this is something that seems to have a little more something with it. I would like to have heard somebody that had the sort of voice that should have sung this doing it, but as it's mine, well, try and stop me. I'm going to be helped by the trio, and Bob Gibson has put some wonderful music to this. So, really, it's going to sound much better than it actually is. So, I'm a lucky man. The only thing is, I get nothing for it except your kind attention, and I hope a little applause when it's through. So, may I now sing a song called You Took Me to Heaven.
You made the stars so much brighter that night you took me to heaven. When I saw your eyes, they looked just like the skies above.
You made the stars and the moon for me.
You made the moon so much brighter that night you took me to heaven. We wandered about, 'cause then I found out I was really in love. You made the clouds seem very near. I felt them touch as they drifted along. You made the angels sound so clear. I could hear every phrase of their song. Then you made the sky so much bluer. That night you took me to heaven. When day had begun, I climbed down the rays of the sun. One by up in heaven, for heaven is where you belong.
You made the clouds seem very near. I felt them touch as they drifted along. You made the angels sound so clear. I could hear
took me to heaven. When day had begun, I climbed down the rays of the sun.
To this week's guest star, Jack Davy.
This week, the Ford Show featured the winners of the 1955-56 Ford Award. Guest star Jack Davy with Terry King, Darrell Stewart, Johnny O'Connor, the Consoleurs, the Ford Show Orchestra led by Bob Gibson, and your Master of Ceremonies, Guy Dolman. The Ford Show is produced and directed by Darcy Fitzgerald. David Lowe speaking.
A reminder, too, David, that the Ford Show will be back again at the same time next week, presented by Ford Motor Company of Australia. The Ford Show is broadcast over an Australia-wide network to our armed forces in the Far East through the British Commonwealth Forces Network and on shortwave through Radio Australia. Until the same time next week, it's good night from
F-O-R-D.
And remember, wherever you go, wherever you are, watch the Fords go by.